You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Western Wisconsin's largest energy provider is seeking a large rate increase for electricity. In a filing with the Public Service Commission, Xcel Energy is seeking rate increases of 11.8% in 2026 and 7.2% in 2027 for a total of just over $150 million over the next 2 years. Xcel is also proposing a 12.7% increase for natural gas next year and a 1.5% increase the year after. For the electric price increases alone, the rates add up to about 97 cents per day for an average household by 2027. The utility service moratorium comes to an end early next week. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
The cutoff is coming. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is urging people to catch up on their energy bills before the winter moratorium ends. That's on April 15th. During the moratorium, utility companies can't disconnect heating services for non-payment. However, those protections are going to expire soon. Those at risk of losing service should contact We Energies to set up a payment plan or seek financial assistance through state programs.
The moratorium arrives as the federal government fired every worker from the low-income home energy assistance program last week. There are several road construction projects underway in La Crosse County. A closure is in place at County Highway XX on the south end near County Highway OT. Today, County Highway PI will be closed near Office Road to replace a culvert. Also this week, resurfacing began on Highway 16 from Highway 157 by the mall all the way down to La Crosse Street. Lanes will be reduced to one in each direction for the duration of the project. The Highway 16 resurfacing project will last through the summer. Today is the regular monthly La Crosse Common Council meeting. It'll be the final City Council meeting with outgoing Mayor Mitch Reynolds presiding. The long agenda includes a number of bid contracts, rezoning requests, and other resolutions. One agenda item is approving the 5-year capital equipment budget. Another moves unused 2024 funds into this year's budget. On Tuesday, new Mayor Shondell Washington Spivey will preside over an organizational meeting in which the City Council will elect its new officers. The La Crosse County Board decided this week that they won't be selling the Country Farm property, which puts relocation for Country Boom on hold. County officials will take more time to decide what to do with the 111-acre property. Multiple organizations, including the Ho-Chunk Nation and the West Salem School District, were interested in the property. The people who put together Country Boom saw the property as a potential new venue site. For now, the property won't be sold. Today is the statewide tornado drill. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The annual statewide tornado drills will happen on Thursday, April 10th. Sirens will sound at 1:45 and 6:45. And this is when you should pretend it's real. Practice your plan and take shelter. Go to the lowest level, most interior room, putting as many walls between you and the outside as possible. Avoid windows and look for things that you can cover yourself with, like pillows or couch cushions. The main threat is debris.
According to our latest National Weather Service forecast, no severe weather is expected today.
State Senator Brad Paff and Assembly Representative Steve Doyle are holding a state budget listening session this week. In a joint statement, the two Democratic members of the state legislature said that they encourage people to share their thoughts and attend the sessions to learn about the issues affecting them. The joint state budget listening session will happen Friday at 3:30 p.m. in the Onalaska Public Library. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee is holding listening sessions later this month in northern Wisconsin. The closure of a UPS facility in Holman will mean dozens of people will be laid off. According to a letter filed with the Department of Workforce Development, 42 total employees will be affected, including 18 full-time and 24 part-time workers. The facility in Holman will be permanently closed on June 10th. UPS said that they will offer workers a job in other facilities to help reduce the job losses. Last month, UPS announced it would be closing around 200 facilities in the U.S. as it shifts to automated package hubs. U.S. Cellular is planning to lay off thousands of employees across the country, impacting workers here in Wisconsin. The company is being acquired by T-Mobile. According to a filing with state governments notifying them of the mass layoff, workers will be let go beginning June 2nd. The company plans to offer most of the affected workers similar jobs with T-Mobile. In Wisconsin, 44 locations are impacted, mostly retail stores, as well as the company's engineering hub in Brookfield. About 4,100 workers are affected nationally.
Food insecurity was top of mind for State Senator Brad Paff and Assembly Representative Jill Billings as they visited a food pantry in La Crosse on Monday. The topic of the visit was federal cuts to food assistance programs and aid for farmers, which is having an impact locally. The Wafer Food Pantry says they will only receive half of the food they normally get this month, despite having the highest food demand they've seen in the past 10 years. Over a third of La Crosse households are experiencing food insecurity, according to Wafer. A mental health crisis facility that was set to open on May 1st in La Crosse is being postponed due to federal budget cuts. According to Tellurian Behavioral Health, the Trump administration's cuts to health services has removed the funding needed to open the facility. The new facility would have given people experiencing a mental health crisis a new option for treatment. Those people will now continue to go to hospitals or jail for treatment, according to an executive at Tellurian. The current crisis facility in La Crosse, called CARE, will stay open. A utility assistance program faces an uncertain future after the federal government fired all of the workers from the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program last week. The program, which provides supports to low-income families, particularly in winter months, served tens of thousands of Wisconsin households, including over 10,000 in the Cooley region, according to federal data. The firings come as the utility disconnection moratorium ends on April 15th, and average home heating costs are expected to rise over 10-15% this year. There's a slight chance of showers today, but otherwise, it'll be cloudy with average temperatures for this time of the year, topping out at just over 50 degrees in most places. The next 2 days, skies clear out with highs right around 60 going into the weekend. After a warm-up on Sunday, we'll be right back to average temperatures for this time of year early next week, with highs ranging from 50 to 65 degrees for the Cooley region. There's a chance of rain on Sunday. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers crushed the Rockies. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer bats were hot last night in Denver. They beat the Rockies 17-2. At age 21, Jackson Churio has become the youngest player in baseball history to have 12 RBI in just three games, surpassing Hall of Famers like Mickey Mantle, Al Kaline, and the Braves' Eddie Matthews. Now, Churio struck out five times on opening day in New York against the Yankees' Pat Murphy.
It was a tough day to see that day, and that's a really good pitcher. I woke him up pretty good, and he had a good spring training, and that woke him up pretty good. He's been pretty good since then.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee, the Bucks and the Pelicans. And the Packers tailgate tour continues. Last night in Madison, today in La Crosse and Onalaska. This is the 17th and final year for Packers president Mark Murphy.
No, it's a little nostalgic. But I've enjoyed them all. It's something that's really, it's a great tradition. And, you know, I know it'll continue. I know not only the current players, but the alumni really enjoy coming back and being a part of it.
That's Mark Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're heading to the theater this weekend, there are four films opening that are all reviewing quite well. The Amateur is a much-publicized action thriller starring Rami Malek as a CIA analyst whose wife is killed, motivating him to become more than just an analyst. The film is currently rating in the mid-60s on Rotten Tomatoes. Drop is being called a Hitchcockian-style thriller about a widowed mother who goes on a date during which her phone is inundated with threatening messages. The film is currently polling a 90%+ on Rotten Tomatoes. Also opening this weekend is Warfare, a war drama written and directed by Iraq War veteran Ray Mendoza. The film is currently in the low 90s on Rotten Tomatoes. The King of Kings is an animated family drama that tells the story of Jesus and brings some heavy hitters to the voiceover roles, including Kenneth Branagh, Uma Thurman, Mark Hamill, and Pierce Brosnan. It's drawing a 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. Kieran Culkin is an Oscar winner thanks to Jesse Eisenberg's A Real Pain. According to actor-comedian Eric Andre, Culkin was not Jesse Eisenberg's first choice for the role. Andre was. Andre says Eisenberg called him and offered him the role. According to Deadline, Andre passed because he thought the script was depressing. Does Andre think he blew it in passing on the role? Yeah. He calls it the biggest mistake of his career. The season 3 finale of White Lotus brought lots of drama, but now there's drama off screen as well between writer, director, and show creator Mike White and composer Cristobal Tapio Devere. In a recent appearance on the Howard Stern show, White says Devere did not respect him. He told Stern that quitting when the composer did and bad-mouthing White and the show 3 days before the finale was a move. White did admit that Devere is incredibly talented, but did not like taking notes, especially after the composer's season 2 music went viral and won Devere an Emmy. Oh man, those creative types. The latest installment in the I Know What You Did Last Summer franchise will hit theaters this coming summer. Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt will headline the cast, but there is uncertainty as to whether or not Brandi Norwood will return. Norwood played Love Hewitt's best friend Carla Wilson in 1998's I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which was the second installment of the franchise. Director Jennifer Caton Robinson Robinson hinted that Norwood might be making an appearance, but that people will just have to go see the film, which opens July 18th. The production of Dune 3 has some A-list talent lined up. Variety reports that director Denis Villeneuve is eyeing Robert Pattinson to join the cast. Pattinson would join an all-star cast, including Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Jason Momoa, Javier Bardem, Rebecca Ferguson, and Josh Brolin. Dune Messiah is scheduled to start shooting in summer of 2026.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few showers or a sprinkle today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, mid-50s by Saturday. Partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.